Executing strategy. Executing strategy requires leadership plus the alignment of an organization's structure, its policies, its processes, and its management of physical and human assets. Structure includes both horizontal and vertical elements. Horizontal structure. How will the organization structure its internal value chain, the way its components produce products/services, and the upstream and downstream parts of its supply chain? Vertical structure. How will the organization structure its decision-making and control? Will it centralize decision-making or empower its business units and its employees to make decisions? Policies help motivate an organization's members to behave in a certain way. Policies often reflect an organization's values, rules, or culture. They can include codes of conduct and sustainability policies. They can describe approaches to quality, supplier selection, employee development and promotion, conflict resolution, and disciplinary action. Processes show how an organization intends to accomplish certain tasks in a manner consistent with structure and policies. For example, the Supply Chain Operations Reference Digital Standard, SCORDS, model identifies orchestrate, plan, source, order, transform, fulfill, and return as key supply chain processes. Orchestrate involves providing support to the other processes, such as helping with communication across the organization, documenting actions, reviewing the performance of processes, minimizing waste, ensuring employee health and safety, and managing career development. SCORDS also contains a set of practices, which are guides to help organizations configure their processes and to evaluate which processes need to be improved or updated to incorporate emerging practices. Managing assets requires information systems that accurately identify resources in real time. This allows the organization to know, for example, what equipment or what employee skills are available at specific work sites. It requires maintenance and development of those assets. For physical assets, this may mean tracking maintenance and scheduling replacement. For employees, this requires communication, direction, and motivation, as well as opportunities to develop skills that will benefit both the organization and the employee. Monitoring, evaluating, and correcting course. Strategies and tactics must be monitored to make sure that they are producing the intended results. Conditions still support the chosen strategy or tactic. For example, the emergence of new competitors or technology may require reviewing and amending plans. Unexpected negative results have not been introduced. For example, changes designed to speed delivery to customers may increase the amount of defects in production. Periodically, objectives are measured and leaders or managers take corrective action as needed. Overall strategic objectives, for example, to increase profit by a certain percentage, are generally measured over longer intervals. Operating strategic objectives, for example, to decrease production time, may be monitored quarterly. Specific tactical objectives, for example, to reduce time lost due to unavailability of parts by using information tools, may be continuously reviewed. The goal of this phase is to increase organizational learning by analyzing what has worked and what has not. That knowledge can then be used to improve the strategy and enhance the organization's competitive abilities.